Especially live today because it is another round of Trax Tuesdays, marking the launch of the Trax Music Library, new local music collection courtesy of the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department and the Chapel Hill Public Library. More than 70 albums from local musicians and bands from every imaginable genre. You can find it all online for free at TraxMusicLibrary.org. One of those great local bands is the Pinkerton Raid, and we are joined in the studio by two members of the band, Jesse James DeCanto and Derek Skeen. Jesse, Derek, thank you so much for being with us today. Jesse, what are we going to hear first?
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's good to be back, Aaron. We're going to play Thin Places off our last record, Where the Wild Spirits Fly. This is the title track.
Awesome. Go for it.
Sundays left and dark. How far could new eyes see to dream the light in icy fall? Beware the Ides of February. Stinging fingers cling through spring. The baby knows no cold. Mother's arms a fever dream.
You are listening to the Pinkerton Raid. We've got much more from them as Trax Tuesdays continues right here on the Hill. We are live and local, and we will be back with more music and more from the band. 6:11 is your time. Back with more after this. 6:12, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour, live and local with local music. And again, especially live today because it is another round of Tracks Tuesday, celebrating the launch of the Tracks Music Library, courtesy of the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. TracksMusicLibrary.org is the website for music from more than 70 different great local artists, including the Pinkerton Raid, who join us here in the studio today. Jesse James DeCanto heads it up. Thank you so much for being with us. That first song was awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah. I think I faked Derek out in the soundtrack and changed the song real quickly. So that's the new single, right?
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that one came out in March. We had, like so many people, we had all sorts of plans for what was going to happen this year, but we did manage to get that one out. We were in the studio at the end, end of January, beginning of February, and
I'm glad you finished that saying. We were in the studio at the end.
Yeah, right. The bitter end. Yeah. We decided on that to be the first single, so we kind of emphasized mixing that in the during the month of February and March, finishing all the overdubs and everything. That's a song for my sister Katie. Yeah, she used to be in the band with me for a long, long time, 6 or 7 years probably, at the beginning of our existence. Making art is hard. It's a hard life, and her life was not only being part of a band, but also being part of a co-working space and a maker's market that eventually came to be called the Mothership. Mm-hmm. And so you're not only like facing your own struggle to try to get your art received by somebody, but you're also like watching everyone else's struggle at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's like solidarity in that, but it's also a lot of exhaustion. And so, that the song was really about hoping and wishing her for some rest, and I hope I think that's a kind of a universal experience that everybody
needs. Timely now, right?
Yeah, right.
It's always timely, but like more so now. I think like everything I say, it's timely now. It's like, well, it was timely before too, but like just more so now than before, right?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully a song has some sticking power, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And can be, I hope people reinterpret them and make them their own for their own experience.
Yeah.
That it's actually the idea of the sun underneath the mountains is from a tattoo. She got a tattoo with her business partner to like mark that period.
That's awesome.
That the sun is still there, even though we can't see it when it's underneath the mountains. And that's sort of inspired the song. So
cool. Yeah. So you're still working through COVID. So the album, like the full album is on hold for right now. Still not done recording are you pretty much?
I'm actually going back. I've been working with David Wimbish, who's a local songwriter, producer. I'm actually going back tomorrow to do some work with him, we've done 6 out of 12 songs. We've done most of the vocals on those, if not all of them. So I'm going to dive into the second half tomorrow. I think we'll probably have it all mixed like within 3 or 4 months.
Cool.
And the idea is that this is the first time we're trying this. It's kind of a new era, but we're not going to just release the album because it's done. It's like, we're going to try to release singles along the way. Mm-hmm. So we did this one. We've got another one coming up within the next couple of months, which will be very timely for election season. So that's the plan for that one.
Yeah.
We just actually put out a new video today, which is also timely for that reason and other reasons, of a song we played here actually a couple years ago called Jefferson Davis Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a little more consuming for me the past few months, because we collected probably hundreds, if not more than 1,000 different little news clips that became the body, the material of the video. So that's our newest piece, and it's probably the most ambitious video-wise, thing that we've done, and so we're pretty excited about that.
I like it.
And then we'll have this new single coming out in the next couple of months and a new video for that one, too.
Awesome. Yeah. Speaking with, again, Jesse James DeCanto, the Pinkerton Raid is the band. The new single is called Dream the Sun. The most recent album is Where the Wildest Spirits Fly, and you can get that online at tracksmusiclibrary.org, along with many, many other places. But we're celebrating the Trax Music Library, and you can get it right there on the website. So let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Okay, so we really will play Thin Places this time.
All right, go for it.
Well, the air, it's thick with death, my friends. The fire from started green, but it turned to red, ripe and rotting from the gold. We burn it long to fuel our lives, though the smoke, it fills our lungs. The air, it's thin, it's too thin to breathe. Can we put that fire out? Meet me in the thin places, where the air and the fire meet me in the thin places, where the wildest spirits fly. Meet me in the thin places, skin, it's dark like armor, no sticks or stones can break. Your body language bears the scars of the punches you did take. Your skin, it's thin beneath the callous thoughts can wound. I need to bear my own thin skin, feel like you do, feel like you do. Meet me in the thin places where the skin and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Meet me in the thin places where skin and fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Wildest spirits fly. Well, people drinking, choking, drowning on this rock. The day they stand, the water's thin, the poison spreads to poison every drop. The water makes us, water makes us. Can we turn that poison off? Well, water and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Meet me in the thin places where the water and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places.
And you are listening to the Pinkerton Raid. We've got more from the band as Tracks Tuesdays continues and live and local right here on the Hill. 6:23 is your time. Back in a minute. 6:24 your time. We're live and local this hour on the Aaron Keck Show, and again, especially live today because we have got another round of Tracks Tuesdays celebrating the launch of the Tracks Music Library, tracksmusiclibrary.org, for a big library covering every imaginable genre and dozens of fantastic local bands, including the Pinkerton Raid. Jesse and Derek joining us here in the studio. And again, really fantastic music. Just the last two songs have been great. And you can, if you're listening out there, you can get a lot more at tracksmusiclibrary.org, including the most recent full album, Where the Wildest Spirits Fly. But that's album number three for
four.
You? Four. Yeah, awesome. So for people who want more from you, where can people go to find it?
Yeah, well, go to pinkertonraid.com. That's probably the simplest place. If you like downloads, you can go straight to Bandcamp, pinkertonraid.bandcamp.com.
Awesome.
Lots of good stuff on YouTube as well, but you can find it all from our website.
Nice. So how did you get connected with Tracks Music Library?
Yeah, let's see. I think we've played Festival a bunch of times, so we've been on the email list for Chapel Hill Community Arts, and I think that's probably how we found out about it, by an email. And I'm sure I got that. I remember getting it, and then I think I forgot about it, and then our drummer, Scott, said, hey, he tagged me on Facebook with somebody had posted it. So he's like, hey, we got to do this. I was like, yeah, we got to do this.
Nice.
So thank you. Thank you for inviting us and making this. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we haven't really talked about the album, which is Where the Wildest Spirits Fly. I'm out after 34 minutes. I can't speak anymore. So the album is terrific. If people haven't listened to it, like, definitely to head to the website and check it out. But what's been the reaction to the album? Have you gotten a new reaction to the album just in the last few months that it's been out on the new library?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if that's a great question for us. I don't know what I don't know.
I was gonna say, like, the last few months have not really been a reacting kind of time anyway. But
true. I mean, I know. I can say with certainty that we and our fellow musicians are really excited about. You know, having the whole idea that there's in this day and age. You have to find your niche audience. Mm-hmm. You can't be making music for the whole world anymore. It's just too fragmented. It's too big. We're too spread out with too many different priorities. So you really have to find your tribe. It's become a cliche. This is what, you know, the marketing people tell you. This is what the philosophers tell you. It's sociologists, you know, but it's true. I mean, you do. And so, and I think for anybody who is making music in a place and that is connected to that place, then at least part of that tribe is going to be local people. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, there are ways, I suppose, on a platform like Spotify that somebody might curate a playlist of local bands or something like that. But I think the number is like 30 to 40,000 new tracks get put up on Spotify every day.
Yeah.
So how in the world is anyone going to find you in that? You have to be able to connect with, like, real people through some relationships that you have. For us, that's, you know, mostly here, mostly close by, at least in North Carolina. The idea that Tracks and Community Arts and the library have curated this smaller version of a streaming network that's just for musicians that are local and apparently for listeners who are also local. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have to be, but they probably are. It's just a great way for us to build relationships with them. And I hope people take advantage of it. I don't know to what extent they are, but they should. I was just in a Facebook conversation the other day about somebody saying, we wish more people would use Tidal, for example, instead of Spotify, because it has a better model for the artists. Mm-hmm. I just thought, yeah, I mean, that's an example of something we might like to see happen, but how do you break through? How do you break? It's almost a monopoly at this point on the streaming side. How do you break that? I don't know, but I think appealing to a local community is one way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, tracksmusiclibrary.org is the website for all 73 local bands. Also get more information about upcoming events and upcoming projects with the Trax Library as well. They're getting the word out about that as well. PinkertonRaid.com, right, for the Pinkerton Raid. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to hear last?
All right, so we'll play Jefferson Davis Highway. And I'd love for everybody to look at IndieWeek.com because they posted our new video of that just this afternoon.
Awesome.
So you can see it, the my friend Ye Toon is a filmmaker here in Chapel Hill, and he edited and did some of the shooting, and he really knocked it out of the park. So I hope people will check it out.
Cool. Go for it.
Yeah.
Show-hearted people, we're afraid of the dark. Peace officers are making war, and they don't want to talk about it. Bless your hearted people, they silence the word. The prophets who tell them the truth, they should have learned by now. Yeah.
PinkertonRaid.com, the website for more on the Pinkerton Raid, including the most recent album, Where the Wildest Spirits Fly, and the new single, Dream the Sun. TraxMusicLibrary.org for more on the Trax Music Library. Derek, Jesse, that was awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us. No problem. It was really great.